Chaimus Halvavus, Sunday night. We can only run a few minutes. I have the ladies here. Shari Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hamishi. We're going through the enticements of the Yetzahara, and we're going like from the top down, so to speak. And we learned about, he's trying to talk you into it, that there's nothing after this life, and then that there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, and then there's Shituf. There are many powers in the world, because that would also avoid your need to worship any one of them if there were other powers. We're on page Kufay and Gimel, and we're in the second paragraph that starts with the words V'chasher Yisyoish Mimcha. V'chasher Yisyoish Mimcha Menofen Azeh. Once you beat him back regarding this Nakuda of that there's only one Hashem, Yizom, he will plan L'achshilcha Mitzad Chovas V'avoda L'Hashem. This already, even though till now, as I said, we might not be guilty of the ultimate Avodah Zarah, we may act as if there's no Hashem, or we may act and live as if there's no life after death. But, you know, we don't really have those thoughts. Okay, I learned my lesson. Sorry, please. Okay. But I think this is the first one, this is number four on the list, where we feel more like, uh-oh, I think this all the time. Even though we might not admit it. Ein chovas avoda mitzad ha'oved la'adon ela be'ez kikusalo. Now, what avodas Hashem, that's what it's called, right? He has a shar called Shar Avodas Elokim. The pasuk constantly talks about li'ovdo b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshechem, right? So the chovas avoda says, the Yetzirah says to you, that this makes absolutely no sense. You don't serve someone unless there's a need for the servee to be served. Well, what's the sense? You have an adon, you want to have a relationship, you're telling me, between an adon and his bruim, and we serve Hashem, but that makes no sense if he needs nothing. This whole thing is a sham, the whole thing is a joke, this whole thing is, it doesn't make any sense. The whole system makes no sense. You're calling it avoda, but yet you're saying Hashem is omniscient and he doesn't need it. And this really, we all have, we may not think it through, this theologically, like as a philosophy of Akasha, but sometimes we feel like we in our innermost thoughts, it's expressed as, does Hashem really care if? Does Hashem really care if my Esrik has a dot? Does Hashem really care if this, if that? You know, there's like more important things going on in the world, like the World Cup or things like that, than if my tefillin are exactly between my eyes, or if, Hashem has more important things to worry about. That's all nichlal in the same type of thing, like, what does Hashem care about such petty things for us? He says, Hashem has no need for your avodah, but the borei is well, by your definition of the borei, einu zokuk lebruov, veinu tzorech lemaisa yodov. So, it makes no sense to the words to serve Hashem is a conundrum. A conundrum means like an inner logical contradiction. Contradiction in terms. Paradox. It's a type of paradox. I'm serving Hashem. You serve someone who needs to be served. Hashem has no need to be served. So what do you mean you're serving Hashem? You're not serving Hashem. For Avodaschus Hashem ain't lo inyan, ain't tam lasuk ba. Ah, what's the answer? Anybody know the answer? Raise your hands. Okay, not everybody at once. The answer is what the Chaimus Halvavus spent tons of ink back in Shar Avodas Elokim explaining, that Avodas Hashem has nothing to do with Hashem, but everything to do with us. meaning it's because he explains it's generated by Hakaras HaTov. It's generated by our need that we have we are wired as Menschliche mention, as people, not animals, as the Chavis Halava says. Yadar Shor Koneo V'Chamore Vuz Ba'olav. We are wired, the human being is wired, that if someone does something for you, you feel you have to pay him back. Payback. Now, no one has done anything more for us than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has given us life. Hashem gives us breath every second. And so on and so forth. That's detailed in Shar HaBechina. And in Shar HaYichud means Hashem's doing it. Hashem's out there and He's doing it. Shar HaBechina is like, look what He's doing. Shar HaVodas HaLokim says, because there's a constant showering. If someone would save your life, right? You would burst because you wouldn't know what you could do for him to pay him back, to show your appreciation, to acknowledge your thanks. You would go crazy if he would let you do something for him. I just had that experience where I thanked someone for letting me do something for him and show my appreciation. Someone in New York, and it was a small thing, like Hashem, what he does for us. Someone gave my son a job. A small thing. Someone gave my son a job. So, and now I was an American. I met with him, blah, blah, blah. And it turned out I was able to do him a favor. It was a tircha, but I have a tremendous amount of Hakaras HaTov. This is my son in America. Like, you know, he has a job. So it was a tircha, and it took a day off of my well-deserved vacation. But I did it. Okay, I wanted to do it. Uh-oh, so now when I examined my emotions, not only did I want to do it, but I was actually thankful for the opportunity to show my thanks. Because, like, what can I do for him? He's like a rich guy. He has building projects all over New York. So what am I going to do for him? You know, buy him an elevator. But I was able to do something for him. He needed advice when it didn't tell you. I went with him to his lawyer. I spent a good couple hours there. I didn't charge him what the lawyer charged. Rather, it was a frum office. I was very amazed. Like, they daven mincha there. Like, tons of frum people came out of all the cubicles. And we daven mincha. A big fancy law office somewhere in Midtown Manhattan. Anyway. But so that's what we feel towards Hashem, that we should, if we would ever stop and think what Hashem does for us, we'd be bursting with anxiety that how do I show Hashem my thanks, and then we're relieved when we have an opportunity to do His will, but our obligation, so to speak, our impetus of serving Hashem is taken not for Hashem's sake, but it's for our sake to relieve us of that imperative of acknowledging what He does for us and showing our thanks.